This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Randy Hine, Sumner County Extension Agent at Wellington, Kansas. Randy, how is the fall harvest going?
Corn's pretty much done, and you know, that was not that great. The beans, we don't know what we're going to have. Probably not much at this time. A lot of them have burned up. Some of them that aren't burned up, you know, they run out of moisture to fill the pods well. I have heard of a couple places that they think, you know, it's in some bottom or had a couple showers that they feel like they're going to, you know, have a harvest dip, but, you know, maybe 25 bushel estimated that. Most of it's pretty poor. Milo made half and half. There's a lot of that won't be harvested and burned up, and I haven't really heard any yield on what they have been harvesting yet.
Sorry to hear that. You guys are in the, must be in the severe drought zone then, sounds
that
like.
Doesn't look very good. The corn, you know, I've heard from 0 to 60 bushel, and most of it, you know, maybe they're happy to get 35 bushel off of it.
Yeah.
But I've heard bits and pieces, but I haven't really heard enough to put together a good picture. And like I said, the beans were just sitting there waiting to see what's going to happen. But in the cotton, you know, a lot, most of it's still alive, and it's got some bolls on it, but they're not very big plants, and the quality may not be very good.
Sorry to hear that. Did you guys have any rain earlier in the season, or?
We started getting some rain towards the end of April, and, you know, May was, we had some showers, and it was cool and damp, so the wheat crop turned out. You know, in April, we didn't know we were going to harvest anything, and then we ended up, you know, there was 20 bushel wheat up to, you know, 60 bushel. I would guess the county average on wheat's going to be in the high 20s or low 30s, maybe low to mid 30s, so it turned out better than expected. Yeah, the corn just wasn't very good.
Yeah, no, sorry to hear that.
A couple places caught a couple showers and it's a little better, but overall it's not very good.
Well, I hope you guys, I know up here they're talking about rain next few days. I hope you guys get some down that way, especially.
You know, we've had a couple pockets got some pretty heavy rains. You know, up at my house, I had, you know, there was about a 3-day stretch I caught maybe 80 hundreds between two rains. But I'll tell you, it was so dry and there's cracks. The next day, you know, the beans are still wilting good. I feel like, in talking to some other people, they tend to agree that, you know, we've never really recovered well since 11 and 12. Got some showers to get some decent crops here and there, but we still haven't really built our subsoil back up. Those guys go out, you know, and dig a post hole, and they said it's still dry down low. And one guy come in and he said he knows of a couple springs that dried up in 11, 12, and they've never come. They still haven't come back.
Oh my! Wow. So you guys didn't get any or much for winter snow then either. Apparently,
yeah.
We lucked out on that.
That dry, it's just ugly out.
Yeah.
These guys are talking like, you know, this is kind of worse than 11 and 12, which 12 is pretty bad, but. Our falls are staying hot longer, kind of insane.
Yeah.
But I know, like, the cotton and the beans, over the last 5, 6, 7 years maybe now, we were catching some rain in July and August that the double crop beans were doing better than the single crop because the single crop would get pretty big and it'd get dry and hammered. The double crop was still pretty little when using a lot of beans. And then the big ones, you know, they were kind of suffering. They go in and fill in the pods. And they were running out of moisture to where the little ones, you know, we started getting some of these later rains that would help fill the pods that we haven't got this year for sure. But the cotton, too, you know, 10 years ago, I've been here 14 years, you know, 10 years ago, they didn't get hardly any heat units because they're real important to cotton development. You know, any heat units in October and not many in September, and they get a boatload of them in September now compared to what they used to get. So it's made a big difference. There's a lot of guys that will still have a half-decent cotton crop.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Randy Hine, Sumner County Agent at Wellington, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting.